everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Behind every locked door is a story waiting to be uncovered. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
Diddy is behind bars and will likely be for quite some time. Bail has been denied. Bond has been denied. He is sitting there because, well, he's frankly a flight risk, and he has a lot of money to get out of the country without a passport if he wanted to. So I think his days are the numbered days are done. He's now behind bars. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining me to discuss. I don't know if you saw this earlier in the week. It was literally the afternoon before he was arrested. And there's a picture of him in Central Park, just sitting there on one of the hills, overlooking people picnicking, playing out in the big green space. And he's just kind of sitting there looking over the city. And you got the skyline right there on the edge of the park. And you can tell he's just kind of reflecting of, you know, knowing this is it, because according to his attorneys, they knew that he was going to turn himself in or be arrested, and that this was the very end of you know, a legacy. What do you make of that? Do you think he's kind of come to terms that, you know, the walls have closed in?
I would imagine at this point, behind bars, he's accepting it and probably incredibly depressed. You know, he's obviously sexual sadist, a psychopath, narcissistic, off the chart. And folks like that, there's a term, common term, it's not a diagnosis, but the narcissistic collapse they have when they have the fatal blow to their ego that they thought they were going to always slide through life, getting away with manipulation and abusing other people. And at some point, for some of them, there's a reckoning, and he's overdue for it.
I mean, with all of those traits, and, you know, obviously his attorney doing this attorney job saying, oh, he's innocent of all the charges. It's like, there's video. I'm sorry. It's not.
Yeah.
But with that narcissistic collapse, he has been put on suicide watch as of this video recording. Is that something they do pretty much with anyone who's, you know, basically having their world completely collapse around them? Or are there certain signs that they look for in an individual to say, yeah, this one needs to be on suicide watch?
I think they look for certain signs. There's probably a profile of behavior that the staff look for. And also with a high status individual, I think they don't want to be accused of, you know, like the whole Epstein thing where they weren't, whatever people believe about it, because people go in all kinds of directions about it. But supposedly the guards were not watching him, and that's what happened. And I think nobody wants to be accused of not monitoring well.
Yeah. And that's an interesting thing. I mean, it's like two different areas of money here, though. But Diddy is money, is Hollywood, is the music industry. Epstein was money, politics, world leaders, things of that nature.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, there's plenty of people that have argued that Epstein did not kill himself. He was killed, so he couldn't talk about people he was involved in. Yeah. Do you think we're in that sort of level of danger with Diddy? You know, obviously there's a lot of people out there who probably don't want information that he has to get out.
Yeah, I tend to lean away from conspiracy theories, but I, you know, can respect that other people see them where maybe I don't see them. Mm-hmm. So I would not think so. But I don't really think, I think Epstein probably did kill himself just because of that narcissistic collapse again. It's like somebody that thought he was going to get away with it forever because he had gotten away with it for so long.
Well, let's take the conspiracy out of it with Diddy. Let's just say he's depressed, you know, I mean, this has got to be, I mean, his entire world is done. It's over. There is going to be no lasting legacy of positivity here. I mean, that is quite a blow to someone who is always believing that they're amazing. I mean, that's got to be a dark place that he's in right now.
Yeah, very dark. And it would not surprise me if there was a suicide attempt at some point, mm-hmm. you know, just because the ego has been busted. It's like, you know, everything that this myth that you've tried to spread about yourself, people aren't going to buy it anymore.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.